When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Good question here. How are you thinking about the November meeting?
A couple things. One, we have two employment reports and an inflation report coming in. So the main thing will be to look, when we get to that meeting, at the totality of the data. And we'll be looking at the activity data, the unemployment data, and the inflation data, and asking ourselves, is our policy stance in the place where it needs to be?
Yeah, that's Jerome Powell, the Fed chair. If that gives you a headache, I'm right there with you. This was back in September when he was looking ahead to November. And he said at the time, if the economy's performing as expected, that would mean two more rate cuts this year. So you got the one in November. The question is, do they do it again today? I guess so. We'll find out. And we've got none other than Taylor Riggs on the phone of the Big Money Show on Fox Business Network. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If you enjoy deep dives into solved and unsolved murder cases, then Murder True Crime Stories is the podcast for you. Find Murder True Crime Stories on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Taylor, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So where do you think Jerome Powell's head is today?
You know, this is a really tight spot. I think that they will end up cutting, but I actually don't think that the data warrants it. Inflation is not under control. We've talked a lot about this, that you shouldn't be cutting when we just had last week a CPI and a PPI report. That's wholesale prices that then filter into consumer prices. Those have stabilized at best, creeping up in the last 3 months at worst. So I actually don't think from an inflation standpoint we should be cutting. I think he will because he's telegraphed that he will. But then I think next year we're going to have to be very serious about taking a big pause and then reevaluating where we are. I think the labor market's also a different story. I mean, we talked about how consumers feel like they're really struggling, that the labor market doesn't feel good. And yet you've had since the election all of this optimism come back. You've had one of the biggest increases ever in the way small businesses feel. So I actually would be okay if we warranted just a pause to reassess everything else that's going on. But I think he will cut today because that's what he's telegraphed. And then we're really going to have to see next year if we pause and sort of how we're thinking about the cuts going forward.
I know people that just bought a house who are hoping mortgage rates are going to drop here at some point.
Yeah.
But that it's gone the opposite way since the last cut.
This is incredible. And I'm not sure if I've ever seen this in my career. We know that when the Fed telegraphs cuts, rates usually fall in anticipation of that.
Yes.
And we saw that multiple months ago when he was telegraphing that big jumbo 50 basis point cut, rates fell. And then when he actually did cut, rates didn't fall further. But I have never seen them rise. And so you have this bond market, and I don't want to get too technical here, but sort of revolting against the Federal Reserve and saying you can't cut in this environment and we are revolting against you and forcing your hand. So I think it'll be really interesting to see how the bond market responds. But I've never seen in my lifetime a bond market go totally against what the Federal Reserve is telegraphing. I unfortunately don't think there's a lot of relief for homeowners or future homeowners anytime soon. I'm not sure we're ever getting back, at least in the next year that I can see, barring some massive recession, which I also don't want to root for.
No.
I don't see us getting anywhere back down to the, 3-4% levels. I think Freddie Mac, we're still at a 6.5-7% on an average 30-year fix.
Isn't that what we all love to hear, that we may never go back to that?
No.
All of us hoping, if we're not in the market for a new house, we're certainly hoping we can refinance and get rid of the high interest that we have right now. I have to ask you, Taylor, about what we talked about on the show the other day, this, I guess, joke crypto called Fartcoin. Apparently, people are investing in it like crazy. And I know we talked about Bitcoin and that was hitting record highs, but I just cannot wrap my brain around the fact that people are investing so much money in something called Fartcoin. Have you heard of this?
So, I actually have not. And this is why, how do I say this? This sometimes is the irrational exuberance.
Yes.
When you have a Fed cutting, despite some of what the data says, this is mass speculation in the market. This is why I get worried about bubbles. And this is what happened. Remember during Ben Bernanke, Janet Yellen, when rates were at zero and everyone just buys, everything is worth much more when you're cutting rates. I don't think, again, the coin that you pointed out is always necessarily the Federal Reserve's fault. But it makes me a little nervous about the mass speculation going on instead of investing in real assets that are making money.
Right.
So you're suggesting people were putting their money on hot air here?
Okay, we knew you'd have to make a pun.
Nice. Not bad for 8:30 in the morning.
Taylor, this article says Fartcoin's market cap of nearly $800 million now exceeds that of several well-known brands, including Office Depot, Guess, Ethan Allen, and ZipRecruiter.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I mean, so again, I always remind your viewers on this program, one thing I love about America, I love capitalism, I love risk taking, I love betting on your future.
Yes.
But you have to bet on something that is worthwhile. Otherwise, it is just gambling. And if you want to gamble, that's fine. But if you want to invest and make money, I'm actually not opposed to Bitcoin or Ethereum, where we really sort of are starting to understand the underlying blockchain technology. But I only put in Bitcoin or Ethereum what I'm willing to lose completely. Otherwise, it feels a little bit too risky. So throw in something that you're willing to lose 1,000%. If you make money, great. And if you lose it all, you can't complain. Otherwise, I love, just the equity markets where most of them are backed by, you know, strong companies that are making products and making goods.
Yeah, you can get plenty of indigestion in the regular market. You don't have to worry about that particular one.
How long did you think of that one, Mark?
Go look up this story.
Well, you two were talking, so I had a few minutes to ponder over here what I was going to
like,
say.
It's like when someone said something to you and you don't think of the perfect comeback until 5 minutes later and you want to walk back to that person and say it.
That wasn't that bad. Come on, Kim.
No, it was actually pretty good.
It's amazing.
Props.
It is. So Taylor, to get you off this uncomfortable subject, I played a bite with Mike Johnson this morning talking about the CR, which they're going to pass, I'm sure, even if they have to do it with Democrat support. But it's more like an omnibus because they're adding, just a minor $200 billion in costs.
Yes. So what I'm thinking about what impacts the market, and tell me if I'm not talking about what you're talking about, but I'm thinking about they've debated whether we're doing a border bill or a tax cut bill. And they've talked a lot about doing two reconciliation bills.
Yes.
We've talked to a lot of senators and congressmen, and they seem to think that there is hope out there that you can still do two reconciliation bills in 1 year. Let me break it to you. It's never happened.
Mm-hmm.
We have never, ever, ever been able to do two reconciliation bills. So if you start with border, you're taking what my lovely friend Larry Kudlow is calling massive Russian roulette with the tax extension bill.
Mm-hmm.
You do not want those tax increases to expire at the end of next year because we couldn't get it together. So a lot of people are talking about grouping them into one reconciliation bill and doing border and taxes together. Ultimately, it's going to be up to Trump. You know, he's going to be the big guy in the room who's going to come out and lay out the order of which he wants to do things. But I think we need to be reminded of what Americans voted on during the election. It was take home pay after inflation needs to rise. People need to feel like they're making money again. And I think that has to do with blue collar jobs. I think it has to do with tax cuts. And growing the economy. A border, though, is number two, and it is there. And so I think we're going to have a really interesting session once we get to January 20. How do we figure out the order of things and how we do them? And then I think to your point, adding in massive spending bills, make sure DOGE comes in and does a full sweep and make sure that we're also keeping track of our spending.
Well, I tell you, we appreciate the way you explain all this, Taylor. Appreciate having you as part of the show, and I hope you have a Merry Christmas, you and the little one and your husband this year.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you both.
Yep. Take care of yourself. I love getting her on here. Running marathons, having babies, explaining, you know, complex economic issues like it's nothing.
But that's really what it takes to be able to explain stuff going on in the market, because it's in the financial world, for me at least, it gets very confusing.
Oh, yeah, it's insane is what it is. None of it makes any sense.
Get more at 971talk.com.